You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
After several hours, it's fairly obvious that one of the biggest surprises of 2018 in sports is the Philadelphia Eagles with their backup quarterback Nick Foles winning Super Bowl MVP, and the fact that it came at the expense of the New England Patriots. But that's just one surprise from 2018. We've been talking so much about the midway point of the Major League Baseball season. It dawned on me we're at the midway point, essentially, of the year in sports. It's a breather, right? This is the week where you actually have one full day and nothing on the sports calendar. To me, that's the line of demarcation. This week is really the Mendoza line, so to speak. Sure, there's a home run derby. There's a game that doesn't count in Major League Baseball, though I generally enjoy it. And then there's a night for napping. Okay, that's me. That's me speaking personally. Yeah, Wednesday's got a whole lot of nada going on. I'm thinking maybe a three-hour nap on Wednesday. That sounds delightful and delicious. Or maybe I'll grill out on Wednesday because it's a night where I can be out on the deck and not have to be attached to the TV. And then you got the British Open that begins on Thursday. So this is the line of demarcation. One half of 2018 is behind us. There's so much potential still to come in the next few months. We're not that far away from college football, from the NFL. Of course, we'll have October, which if it's anything like the last 2 years in Major League Baseball, let's hope it extends the tradition of flat-out craziness. Game sevens in the World Series. Wild cards that go back and forth. I still, every time I think about the New York Yankees and last year being down 3-0 before they ever got to bat in the wild card game. And yet still, they managed to scratch and claw and fight and essentially pound the ball into submission all the way to a game seven of the ALCS. I mean, that's how October can play out. But that's still a ways away. So we're taking a couple of minutes to look back. What's the biggest surprise in sports so far in 2018, whether team or individual, whether thrill or tragic? You don't have to tell me you're biased. I want your bias. I want your perspective. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Just look for the giant emoji that's freaking me out. And our phone number is 855-212-4227. I didn't know they made them that big. 855-212-4227.
I didn't know.
It's a fathead emoji, in case you needed one on your bedroom wall. Some friends of mine, well, friend of mine, but she has kiddos. This is my best friend that I've known since age 13. She and I grew up in New Hampshire together. Her kids are fans of a couple of the New England teams. They love, love, love Kyrie Irving and the Boston Celtics. And so when I was visiting in June, I walked by her formal dining room. Now, they don't generally eat in the dining room. They're like me. They kind of eat in front of the TV in the living room, or they eat at their kitchen table. And I walked by the formal dining room, and there is this gigantic, life-sized fat head of Kyrie Irving. In fact, it may have been even bigger than he is in real life.
The earth may be flat, but the ball is round.
He's got some big ideas, too. And so she sent me a picture not that long ago. They'd finally hung up the fat head. Well, let me just tell you, the surprise emoji on our Facebook page rivals the Kyrie Irving fat head that she's got hanging on her wall now in Atlanta.
Inappropriate.
So you can't miss it. I kind of feel the same way, Charles. You can't miss it on our Facebook page. It will attract your attention. It will shock you into giving us the most shocking sports story in sports. I can tell the two of you aren't listening. Neither one of you gave me any eyebrows up at that. I said the most shocking sports story in sports. There goes the perfect show. Was such a wiener before that.
Makes sense to me.
Thank you, Isaac. Thank you so much. Does it make as much sense as the guy who called earlier from Seattle and wanted to know what former NFL kicker I'd been married to and had I ever done a show with Mr. Nasty?
He's an idiot.
idiot that I'm an idiot for saying the most shocking sports story in sports. I mean, hello, McFly. So we're inside the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. I do love the variety of responses, and we will get right back to your calls, your tweets, and your Facebook posts. Couple of things to note from the weekend, though. France wins the World Cup for the second time in its nation's history. And we've discovered that the best way to make soccer calls. Now, I've never done play-by-play for soccer. I was a PA announcer for my high school and college soccer teams, but I never did play-by-play on the radio for soccer. It's actually fairly easy, with my apologies to JP Delacamer, who I know personally, and John Strong, two of the announcers on Fox. Here's what you do. Here comes the corner kick. You give it a big old guttural yell, and it's the catch-all. It's everything. It's over everything. Do we have some examples? I feel like this could be the same call for everything that you heard, every big moment in the World Cup over the last 3 weeks.
Mbappe!
Hashtag Facepalm Friday. In other words, France just won the World Cup for the second time. And actually, it was 20 years in the making. They won it back in 1998 and now again in 2018. And I feel as though... Yeah! Woo! Oh, hi, Alex. Which one did it better? We could do one of those. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen like People Magazine or some of the other magazines and their websites that do who wore it better. And they'll have two celebrities who are wearing the same exact outfit. And my sister-in-law and my nieces used to love those polls. It's like 50 or 60 of them. And they would go through and then you would pick who wore it better. We could do who yelled it better. Speaking of Tony Romo. He won a celebrity golf tournament over the weekend. I mean, the man is taking his July time off seriously. Of course, he has always been a budding pro golfer. He just needed the time away from football and a healthy back to be able to do it. According to my chiropractor, swinging a golf club is the absolute worst thing you can do for your back. So he needed some time to heal. Being in the broadcast booth with a cushy chair, do you think they have functioning chairs? Because, you know, not everybody at CBS does. I'm not going to name any names, but there are some chairs within the CBS family that don't have arms.
Yeah, it's like the people eat them.
Or if they do have arms, the cushion is half on, half off. Or they have a busted wheel. Or you sit in them and you fall over sideways. Or they're made for birds. Anyone over 25 pounds sinks in the chair. Again, not naming any names, just not everybody at CBS has a quality chair.
We have a graveyard of chairs in our newsroom.
Hey, you're giving it away. Here comes the corner kick.
Mbappe!
There goes the chair. I'm sitting down. Look at Chris's face. Chris is extremely worried that we're about to get called into the principal's office at CBS Sports Radio. Bah! Here's the good news about that.
We don't really have a principal.
I was going to say, our principal just left. So as much as I'm in a bit of mourning. Okay, make it stop. Please make it stop. I'd rather hear Alex Ovechkin. As much as I'm in a bit of mourning because I loved our boss, Eric, and he was so good to me. He's the best boss I ever had. I kind of feel like we're the inmates who get to run the asylum for a time. Let's enjoy it while we got it. No boss. That means freedom! I kind of feel bad for all the people who are waking up right now on a Monday morning and I'm giving them a headache.
We are their alarm clock this morning.
For better or for worse. Ready or not, here we come. I'm sitting down in the chair.
Don't yell too loud. That arm might fall off.
Seriously, no loud noises around the CBS Sports Radio chairs. Okay, surprises in sports. The sports story with the biggest surprise in sports. That's how all of this got started. You're finding me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Chris is mad at me because I failed to mention the NASCAR Truck Series that's racing Wednesday night at the Eldora Speedway. That's not going to be moving the needles. However, I'm glad that you are excited about it. Ivan says the Braves resurgence, the biggest surprise of 2018. Another tweet, Germany eliminated in the first round of the World Cup. Lutch says the historic start of the LA Football Club. In other words, LAFC, meaning MLS in LA. And he also loves our show. It's cool to hear from listeners in Southern California who, for a while, either had to listen online or with an app or to try to get our station out of the Bay Area, which you certainly can, KNBR. But we now have a Southern California option on FM 97.3, The Fan. Greg agrees, Eagles and Nick Foles' performance in the Super Bowl. How about this one? Isaac, you tell me if you think... Isaac is into UFC and MMA. I don't know if Isaac is actually into WWE. However, you tell me if you think this is surprising. Mike says WWE lifting the ban on Hulk Hogan and restoring his Hall of Fame status is the biggest surprise of the year. Wow. Now, is that any more surprising than Brock Lesnar continuing to be sanctioned and allowed to fight in UFC?
I think Brock's a little more surprising.
Do you?
Especially with the steroids.
But knowing what you know of UFC, are you actually surprised? Because it feels like this happens a lot.
They incorporated a legitimate drug testing program, which seems to be thrown out the window sometimes.
Yep. Surprise. Timothy says, biggest shock, another Triple Crown winner so soon. Oh, yes. Justify. All right, we've got phone lines. I mean, we've got phone calls. We've also got a couple of phone lines. Where are my oats? 855-212-4227. That's our phone number on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Lots of your tweets that I'm trying to get through, as well as your Facebook messages. Hey, Joey has a message for you, Isaac. Actually, I can't really pass the buck. It's a message for me because I was the one who started the yelling. Who wore it better, Alex Ovechkin or John Strong? Ah! I'm on the Alex Ovechkin bandwagon because I still hear the man screaming with the Stanley Cup and yelling at the victory parade, and I laugh. I can't help it. I mean, you can't blame me for waking you up. It's other peeps. It's not my doing. But I'm glad you're awake. Good morning to you, too. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Ooh, oh.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Jackie swings, drives one well to center field. Richard going back, turning, looking up. It's off the center field wall. Sandy hits third. He's being waved home. They missed the first cutoff man. The throw goes to second, and Jackie's in there with a double. Jackie Bradley Jr., who doubled to tie the game yesterday, unties this game with a double off the center field wall.
And Mbappe!
Greg comes to the set, and the payoff pitch. Strike three called, fastball over the inside corner. The Red Sox win it 5-2 Boston. The Red Sox go to the All-Star break with their biggest lead of the season at 4.5 games.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Boston Red Sox not only have their largest lead in the AL East, they also have the best record in Major League Baseball. And if we're getting really nerdy, they have the most wins ever prior to a baseball All-Star break.
Take that for data.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, Red Sox Radio Network there with Joe Castiglione. So the record for the Sox is 68-30. Now, keep in mind that the season started in March and the All-Star break is later than what it's been in recent years. So there is a greater number of games for them to be able to produce this historic number of wins. That does not take away from what the Red Sox have accomplished in this first half. For the Sox franchise specifically, it's their best record at the All-Star break since 1949. So take that into account. What they're doing, the pace that they are on, is also historic specifically to the franchise. And you're talking about guys like Mookie Betts, who's got the best batting average in the majors. It's down to .359 after he goes 0-for-3 on Sunday. JD Martinez acquired during spring training with 29 home runs tied for the major league lead and 80 RBI, which is best in the majors. They've won 12 of their last 13. It's the front of the rotation. It's the back of the rotation. Right now, the bullpen may be their Achilles heel, but we're not talking about one that's creating a whole lot of angst. I generally like to look at every team, and I don't just mean baseball. I mean every team in any sport and find its fatal flaw, right? Because no team is perfect. But I'm not sure you can call it fatal with the Red Sox. This is a torrid pace for them. Only three times in their history have they ever finished with at least 100 wins. So that kind of blew me away. I looked it up a couple of times just to be sure. But only three times in their franchise history have the Sox ever eclipsed the century mark.
Nerd alert!
1912, which is their franchise record for wins at 105. 1915, they had 101. And then the last time...
1909.
Close enough. Who's getting technical here? The last time they were over 100 wins for a season was 1946, when they had 104. They have been a pace setter for most of the season, and they're at 98 games so far. Most of the teams in baseball are between 94 and 98 games total, right? So you're talking about just over 60 wins. In the regular season, I'm sorry, just over 60 games in the regular season that still remain. You can't call this a fluke or a surge anymore. This is who the Red Sox are in Alex Cora's first year as manager. But the Astros aren't that far behind. Neither are the Yankees, despite the 4.5 game gap. The Yankees have the third best record in Major League Baseball. The Mariners have the fourth best record in Major League Baseball. The Oakland A's right now would be on top of all but one of the divisions in the National League. I said earlier that they would be on top of the NL Central as well, but they're a couple of ticks below. They have more losses, same number of wins as the Cubs and Brewers, but a couple more losses than Chicago. So the AL is stacked, and maybe that's a bit of a surprise so far in 2018, the fact that you've got the best teams in baseball in the AL, but you've also got the worst teams in baseball in the AL. And then the NL is pear-shaped. It's thick around the middle. 855-212-4227. Let's work on a couple of calls here, at least one. David is in Dallas, Texas. What's your biggest surprise of 2018 so far?
Well, I thought of more than one biggest surprise, and I'm going to start with Becky Hammon becoming the first woman to be an assistant coach in the NBA. And
well, that didn't happen in 2018, but she did move up to the front row. She got promoted for sure this year.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I mean, that's a big story. It's never happened before that she's been that a female has been on the front row with a coach, and Greg Popovich made that happen just a couple of weeks ago.
And Josh McDaniels, who verbally agreed to coach the Indianapolis Colts and then backed out.
Yeah. How could we forget that? You're the first person to mention that, David. You are right. That was also nutso.
Yeah, and the sudden retirement of Jason Witten and joining Monday Night Football as an analyst. And, I mean, they didn't see that coming either.
Yeah, kind of like the Tony Romo from a year ago.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, those are great ones. Thank you so much, David. We had forgotten a couple of those.
Thank you.
855-212-4227 is our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. If you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, You can get it all at geico.com. Scott reminds us of UMBC beating Virginia in the NCAA tournament. Yeah, we've mentioned that, but not since earlier in the show. First time ever that a 16 seed beats a one. Ricky is also in Dallas. Ricky, welcome to After Hours. What about you?
My surprise was, like you said, Witten. He's my best tight end in the league. Watched him all his career.
Right.
That was a surprise. And then I ain't heard anybody saying about the men's soccer team. That was a surprise to me, not qualifying for the World Cup.
Yes, right. Now, it happened last
year. That was a big surprise.
Right, it happened last year. But to see the World Cup without the United States was still a shock to my system. Yes.
Yeah, it was. It was a shock to me, too.
I would agree with that, Ricky. I feel like I can finally let it go. Now that the tournament is over, I can bury it. I can put it to bed. I can take a deep breath, and we can move on, okay?
Yeah, me too.
All right, good.
But I wanted to say something about T.O. real quick.
Okay.
If I can. I was hearing everybody. I hear some of the talk shows. It was kind of like almost on T.O.'s side. But me, I'm 52 years old. I've been watching NFL football all my life. And there are guys that are definitely wanting to be in the, you know, Canton and stuff like that. They deserve it. Been waiting for years. And to me, I think he's just kind of making a mockery of it for us, not showing up like a lot of the guys. And, I mean, he can go to his alma mater afterwards and do, you know, his little thing with them and everything. And I watched him. I think he's a good receiver or whatever. But to do what he's doing, I'm sorry, I'm not on his side on that one. I think that's just really, really not a class. I mean, I've seen all the things he's done throughout his career on and off the field and everything. We all know he's a drama queen or whatever you want to use.
Yes.
But I just don't agree with what he's not showing up for Canton to accept the jacket like most everybody. Most of the guys have done that. We've
You're
seen,
right.
You know, he's seen, they've been there. We've seen the emotionals, where how the road to it getting there, and believe me, every NFL player wants to be in that, you know, gold jacket. But I think he's, and I'm not on his side with that. I like the man, but I disagree with it. I really do.
Yeah, me too. He certainly is foregoing an opportunity and an honor that most football players would
die
only
for.
Dream of, right?
Exactly.
Would die
exactly.
for. So I agree with that. And now the Hall of Fame has responded back and saying, well, fine, we're not going to honor you at all. So he can't win, right? He thought he was going to create a stir. He was going to be the center of attention again, and he was going to thumb his nose, but they're just cutting him right out of the whole thing. He just hit the cutting room floor. That's it.
Well, I think he, you know, like, you're right. I think he bit off more he could chew and didn't think he was going to come back. But I think you create a storm.
It's your fault.
You make your bed, you lie in it.
That's,
you know,
for sure. All right, Ricky, thanks so much for your phone call from Dallas. I appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am.
855-212-4227. That's our number. Robert says on Twitter, most surprising sports story of 2018, the Spurs 18-year streak of consecutive 50-win seasons coming to an end. And he says, hashtag thanks a lot, Kawhi. I feel as though we're doing a service to the nation this morning. We're just waking people up.
Mbappe!
That includes Brad Heller, who's now in studio, is probably ready to throw something at me.
Good morning, Brad.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys.
What's that smell?
I don't know.
Yes, you do too. What is that over there? I had to
Lysol wipes.
Oh
probably?
My gosh, they're so strong. Did you buy extra strong?
We're sponsored
strong?
By Lysol. What?
Did you buy extra strong?
No, they're lemon and lime blossom. I happen to like it.
Well, okay. Remind me to bring my nose plug tomorrow, or I'll just talk like this the whole time.
You're
all
not supposed
week?
To cleanse
is it,
yourself.
Is it going to be all week with the Lysol lemon lime?
That's a tough question. I'm not sure. I mean, there's only one left in this container.
Thank
I'm not
God.
Sure. I'm not sure what scent I bought for the next round.
Lavender, please.
I'm just trying to,
lavender.
Keep things clean around
citrus.
Here.
Citrus.
Well, if you'd like to provide the next batch of wipes.
Anything but those rampant rank things. Blah, 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 blah. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I might be choking in here.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Another pitch to Story. Yes, into center field and deep. Going back is Gamble. To the track. It is gone. It's a walk-off ninth inning home run for Trevor Story. Rockies win it 4-3.
It's incredible. That was the first time, you know, I've hit a walk-off home run, but you know, just so much excitement. You know, what a game, you know. You know, just happy we could win that one to end the break.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Trevor Story joins Carlos Correa, the only two primary shortstops in baseball history to ever start their careers with three consecutive seasons of at least 20 home runs. That was number 20 for Trevor and a milestone for him in his career, his first ever walk-off dinger. The call there with Jerry Schemmel on the Rockies Radio Network, and the NL West is a division to watch moving forward with four teams separated by just four games in the standings as we hit the break. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Some of you have sent me tweets or Facebook posts about the surprise with Serena Williams reaching the Wimbledon final 16 months after she took started her extended hiatus to be pregnant, to have her daughter, then to have multiple surgeries, battling life-threatening blood clots. Only her fourth tournament since she got back to tennis. And there she is in the final on Saturday. And she lost to Angelique Kerber. But I really did take exception to people calling it an upset, because that was not an upset. Kerber is ranked. She's in the top. I think she's in the top 10 somewhere, or she will definitely be after this win. But she was seeded number 11 at Wimbledon. So she was the higher seed. She's the higher ranked player. She has had a couple of Grand Slam wins from 2016. She's got good momentum. She played well in 17. And for this to be a rematch of the 2016 Wimbledon women's final certainly was a surprise, because Serena was able to get all the way back. Again, just her fourth tournament in 16 months. And I can't wait to see what's in store now. Everything she's gone through to get that 36-year-old body back in shape. She still has the power. She obviously still has the intensity and the shot making. It's just a matter of getting back into shape and being ready to now move forward full time on the circuit.
It was a great opportunity for me. You know, I didn't know a couple of months ago where I was, where I would be, how I would do, how I would, you know, be able to come back. It was such a long way to see light at the end of the road, kind of. And so I think these 2 weeks have really showed me that, okay, I can compete. Obviously, I can compete for the long run in a Grand Slam.
Certainly. I don't know that anybody would dispute that. This is not like Tiger Woods coming back after multiple back surgeries and being away and stops and starts. And this is not the same thing. She was competing for her 24th Grand Slam singles title, which would have tied her with Margaret Court. And I don't know that I've spoken to anyone who thinks it's out of the realm of possibility. I think the opposite. It's just a matter of time before Serena gets number 24 and maybe becomes the all-time leader with 25 or 26 or however many more might be. It's really about how long she wants to play, because she still has shown that even with this long layoff and everything that's happened with her physical body, that she's trying to get back into shape. She's still the most dominant player on the circuit. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. While we're talking about tennis, a nice surprise that you had John Isner into his first ever Grand Slam semifinal. But I don't know that it was a huge surprise that it was a record semi with Kevin Anderson. You know, he was already half of the longest match in tennis history, which took place at Wimbledon. Was it 2010? And that was one that I don't know if we'll ever see another match that goes that long. But this one was the longest semi ever, 6 hours and 36 minutes. And they played 50 games in the fifth set alone. 50 games. So if anyone is qualified to talk about maybe changing the rule, because at Wimbledon, it's unique. You do not go to a tiebreak at Wimbledon. You just keep playing until someone wins by two. And Isner has now been part of the two longest matches in Wimbledon history and two of the longest in the game's storied history. And so he actually had a suggestion for how they might tweak the rules regarding that fifth set.
I personally think a sensible option would be 12 all.
A sensible option.
If you can't finish them off, or if one person can't finish the other off before 12 all, then do a tiebreaker there. So I think it's long overdue. I mean, I'm a big part of that, a big part of this discussion, of course.
How about this? The entire match itself between Isner and Kevin Anderson, who was, by the way, into his first ever Wimbledon final against Novak Djokovic, 99 games. 99 games and 3 tiebreakers over 5 sets. But, of course, in that last one, you can't go to a tiebreaker. But they were so evenly matched. That's the problem. Well, problem. It's a good problem to have, right? You have that kind of tennis. The issue, though, was the domino effect it had then on Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal. Can you imagine? They get all ready. They think they're close to being on center court themselves for their own semifinal. And then, I mean, they had time to take a nap and then some. So they start their match, but it's delayed and pushed to the next day. As it turns out, now I don't know what effect it had on Rafael Nadal, but as it turned out, playing 3 consecutive days didn't impact Novak Djokovic because he ended up beating Anderson in straight sets to win the championship. But this idea that everything got scrunched up, pushed back and moved around because Isner and Kevin Anderson just couldn't get off the court. It was kind of funny to watch Twitter. And knowing what I know of Isner, and I've interviewed him personally multiple times about that particular match at Wimbledon, not this one, but the one that that in 2010 took, 10 plus hours. I mean, it's a part of his history that he's very proud of, and it's a part of his history that is into the Hall of Fame. I mean, all of the clothing and the equipment from that particular match is in the Hall of Fame, but you can hear him. He's like, Uncle, maybe we can come up with a sensible option at 12-12. He's like, I've had enough of these. Can we stop now, please? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I'm proud that we had 2 Americans into the Final 4 on both sides. Serena, who's the norm, but I think for John Isner, amazing step. At 33, though, can he use it? He's already the highest-ranked American male. Can he use it now to maybe as a catapult, a catalyst for his career moving forward? Because he's had a lot of disappointments in the Grand Slams. It would be great if he could get one. Let's see. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, Matt says, the biggest surprise in 2018. I'm going to assume this is somewhat tongue-in-cheek. The Orioles won 2 games in a row before the All-Star break.
Nerd alert.
Yeah. Steven says, Joe Thomas retiring was just as shocking as Jason Witten retiring. Yeah, I think for Joe Thomas, the injury, for sure. The fact that he had never taken a snap off in his entire career in the NFL till the triceps injury. But he wasn't retiring for broadcasting. Browns. Though he does have a very successful podcast, and he does a radio show, too. So I know he's into the broadcasting and the media world now. He's, as I was told by one Browns front office executive, he wanted to stay relevant. He wanted to find ways to stay relevant and to be out there. He didn't want to fade away because of his injury. This is before he even announced his retirement. And he certainly did find ways to reinvent himself. And we were also told by a reporter who covers Cleveland sports and the Browns that Thomas hasn't gone away. You know, that old adage, I can't miss you if you're always here, if you're always around. Can't miss you until you go away. Variations of it. That's not Joe Thomas. He's not going away. But the Browns can use that. They can use his voice. They can use the fact that he's proud of being a Cleveland Brown despite some really bleak years. Kevin on Twitter, the worst team in baseball the last 5 years, the Philadelphia Phillies being in first place at the All-Star break, is a nice, big, fat surprise. And then Ken, how about the Golden Knights making the Cup final in their first year of existence? Odds were at 500-1 entering this year, or last year, of course, 17-18, that they would win the Cup, and they came 2 wins away faux show. I love that. I love that we have so many answers that you've been calling all night. You've been tweeting me. You've also been posting on our Facebook page, because that's the deal. This is it's a time in sports when we are spoiled rotten. There's so many cool storylines. There's so many things that we've never seen before. And that's my favorite thing about this job, is that it's different every single night. Even when you think there's nothing going on, it's the dog days. There's plenty to talk about. Hey, Lane on our Facebook page has a message for you, Isaac. You ready? Biggest surprise for me was finding out Isaac doesn't watch sports.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. And what is yo lane?
That's just playing on the pun of his name.
Oh, so you weren't saying you were going to stay in yo lane.
No.
You do kind of stay in yo lane, though.
I do.
You do.
I drive the speed limit.
So boring and slow. I honk. I honk at people, and I do that. I yell at people who drive the speed limit, especially if they're the left-hand lane. Seriously? So this is me the other, I think it was, it must have been Saturday morning. I'm merging onto the highway after doing my grocery shopping, I think, and I'm merging behind this minivan, of course. Minivans are the bane of my driving existence. I'm merging behind this minivan who insists on driving 40 in the merge lane. And then once it gets on the highway, I'm blocked because there's a semi in the middle lane, so I can't move over right away. I wasn't doing that. I didn't play chicken with the semi. But this guy is, he gets onto the highway, or guy or gal, gets onto the highway and continues to go 40. Why? It's just as dangerous to go 25 miles below the speed limit as it is to go 25 miles over the speed limit. Stay in your lane, or just get out of my lane. I would be happy with that. Every time I look at Facebook, the giant surprise emoji is very disconcerting. Let's see if there are any new ones. Dan has another one for you, Isaac. This will be our last one. Cormier. Is it Daniel Cormier? I'm so impressed with myself that I remembered his first name. Beating Miocic?
Miocic.
I was so close. I mean, I was so close. There's a couple different ways that could go. I got the chich part right, though.
Miocic.
Miocic. For the UFC heavyweight title. And then Donald says, my Steelers overlooking the Jaguars, looking ahead to the Patriots. Grrr. See, all kinds of surprises. And 2018 is only half over. Our show is completely over for today, though. We're back Monday night after the Home Run Derby. After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.